Well, what I'm getting at is, would you make, separate them on the basis of what was grown there, and you call, you have, just on the basis of the crop?
Yeah, but on the basis of that, you know, tobacco's not being in this county too. To be grown, so now they used to grow their, what they call their chewing tobacco, you know, they used to grow their old homegrown chewing tobacco, and make their own back. What they call, used to call those rural base back. And I've seen them in you.
They call it the bull what?
The bull face back, and that's what they used to call. Yeah, now it was bull face there, it knocked you down before you started that day. You talk about being strong. It ain't been many years since, see, I think it's been about 3 years ago, but I know some of that.
Well, that was.
There was a fellow brought me some of the seed, that's not playing, and I'm grown.
Now that was the, that was chewing tobacco.
Yeah, that's what they call their chewing tobacco. And they're smoking tobacco, they make smoking tobacco out of that, they take it on grind it up. Didn't Maynard tell you about all of that, all he was talking to you?
No, I didn't, another thing I wanted to ask you about, the kind of fencing you had.
That was what you call rail.
Okay, yeah, how were they laid out?
They was, the rails were put together, get in that open hole. The rails were just put together, joined together, it was like you joined a plank together, you know. They was cut out in places.
And then later, they had other kinds of fencing.
That was called a barbed wire fence or the road war fence.
I see. Now, did you ever have any other kind of wood fences other than the rail fence?
Plank fences, yeah. We built plank fence around the barn yard up there at Donald Cody's where Maynard lived. I guess you've seen that plank fence around that.
How high is that?
Oh, I guess it's about 5 foot high.
And the boards are right next to each other.
Yeah.
You can't see through them. Now, what would you call a fence that maybe the boards are only about this wide and you can see through them, and sometimes they're painted white and have points on the top?
I just always call that no plank fence.
Just a plank fence.
Yeah.
And when you put up that fence at the corners, you have to
put posts in.
Yeah. And then did you ever make any kind of a fence with loose rock or stone?
Yeah, they've got them old rock fences back through over on where Maynard lives.
And did you raise chickens?
Yes, we raised chickens.
What did you used to put in the nest to fool
with? They used to have these here little old guards like that. What they put in the nest.
Now,
and then I have picked up little old round rocks and put nests in the hen.
That works too, huh? Yeah.
Right on.
Did you ever use any kind of a little gourd?
No, we never did use old gourd.
Somebody was telling me over, I talked to somebody from Bar, Bat Harbor, and he was telling me that they used to use little cymbals in the nest.
Oh, I guess you could use that, but we never did use none of them.
Now before you had running water, did you have a spring?
No, we always had, yeah, we had a spring. We had carrier water.
Did you have a spring house?
Now when we lived down on the county farm, who I'm talking about now, what was called, who were you, was born and raised. There was a reservoir that way back up in the hall. Now it was piped out down to the house in the beach. It's our way out in the yard, guys, with a big tank dug down in there. That's where we got our water at down now. Over our horse water, see the creek runs out down through there. A little branch lights runs out down through that. We got our horse water. And our cooking water, but he'd come out of a big reservoir back there.
Now, how did you carry the water back to the house?
In a bucket.
No, was that what were we made of?
It was made of aluminum.
Did you ever have any, did you have wood ones too? Now, the thing you used to feed the hogs.
That was called a slop bucket. It's an old ordinary slop bucket. And troughs, the hog troughs. It's an old plain hog trough that you make.
Now, the thing you fry eggs in.
That's called a skillet.
Did you ever see one that used the fireplace? Did you, yeah. That was the kind you're talking about. Did that have legs on it?